Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Mr. Tony Friday, good afternoon to you, sir.
Hey, bro. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Compliments of the new year, man.
Thank you so much. Same to you. How was your Christmas and New Year?
No, man, we had enjoyed the resting time, and I had a fantastic rest. Much needed rest, I must say. You know, towards the end of the year, it's exhaustion and all of that. And so when that rest came, it was, you know, all the way needed through the new year. Did you spend yours well?
Hello?
Tony, did you spend yours well?
Mine was great. I was kind of working, so I'm only getting to rest now.
Ah, okay. All right.
Yeah, it's because you know, for some of us, you know, it's the actual work is during the holidays. So,
okay.
When, you know, people go through all kinds of issues, yes. So you've got available. Yeah, but yeah, it was good. It was really good.
Man, I'm great to hear that. I'm actually happy to hear that. Now, well, let's get on to it. We're talking about teamwork and self-discipline. And they say, you know, teamwork makes the dream work. But what role do the individual's self-discipline play in the smooth running of the team? And that's what we're going to be talking about. What is the point of the team if one still needs to manage one's self? And so we are going to be discussing on how to combine team spirit with individual discipline together with the work ethic. Tony, let's start by discussing the importance of a teamwork in an organization. What's the relevance there?
So, because of the nature of an organization, there's so many different pieces that are moving at the same time, you know, and all these pieces are moving towards a common goal, which is to create revenue for the company. Or whatever the mission is for that company, you know. But generally, you know, a lot of companies want to make money. It's impossible to have like an individualistic approach to the workplace. You definitely have to have people pulling in the same direction. But that also requires clarity on what the vision is for what the company is. A lot of companies, you know, run into the mistake of not orienting new members to what their vision and mission is. Mm-hmm. Because why you want to do that is because you would want everyone to rally behind the common goals of the company.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we here? What are we doing? What is the goal? You know, what kind of brand are we building? Correct?
Yeah.
So teamwork then becomes important because you've got the marketing department, you've got the sales department, you've got the accounts departments, you know, you've got the HR, you've got all of these silos exist, but not in isolation. They exist to serve the common goal that I was talking about. So people absolutely must work together. But for us to even start to work together, we have to know what it is that we are working towards.
Mm.
So clarity, first and foremost, and then getting everybody to buy into the vision, which is why the recruitment process is important, because when you recruit people, you have to absolutely have people that understand the culture of the organization.
Yeah.
For example, our organization, you know, our tagline is we love people, you know. Everything that we do reflects that, you know. So whether you go to the front office, whether you go to the HR, whether you go to the accounts department, our approach to everything that we do, we do that with that tagline in mind. We love people. Because we deal with people. We are in the people business.
Mm.
So we sell that mantra to everybody who signs up, you know, into the company. We sit them down. There's actually a little pamphlet that we give them so that they thoroughly understand what we stand for, because we are not like any other company. We are specifically there to serve people. I know everybody's there to serve people, but we are there to serve people in a specific way.
Mm.
And we've got things that we do as individuals, first and foremost,
yeah.
And then as different departments, and then as a company that point towards that tagline, which is we love people. We put people first. So whether it's HR or the actual clients, we love people is the thing that rings in everyone's heads. So teamwork is absolutely important because you are only as strong as your weakest link, you know. You could have the most amazing company and they have the most amazing people, and then there's that one front office lady who is very rude. And unfortunately, she's the one that interacts with all the clients.
Yes.
So if she's not sold to that mantra, then your company is in serious trouble. So teamwork is absolutely key.
Yeah. Now, teamwork, as you mentioned earlier, you know, made up of smaller teams and, of course, at its core are individuals. Now, can one member's poor work ethic, I mean, like the lady you're talking about at reception, affect the entire team outcome?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Just think of a chain, right? Like a steel chain. It doesn't matter how strong the other components of the chain are. If there's that one weak one, that could absolutely define. Especially if these are people in key positions, it has the potential to ruin the whole brand. So it's important to have everyone operating from the same kind of playbook.
Now, on the flip side of the coin, at times one might have that one individual who just wants to do everything by themselves, you know, but they want to do this, that, and the other because, you know, they're good at it and they feel that they can actually do it. Should the team let him just go ahead and do it?
It goes back to what I was saying. Sure. You might be a person who enjoys working by yourself, but as long as you are working towards what we are all working towards in your capacity within the company. So it could be an accounts person. Yes, probably you prefer working alone or whatever, but are you working towards the goals that we are working towards as a company? That is the biggest question. I mean, some companies even have people working from home. And it really doesn't matter how, as long as everyone is clear what it is that they're supposed to be doing and what we are working towards.
How do we then combine self-discipline with a good team spirit? I suppose these are two twins.
So a team is made up of individuals. So the body, the human body is made up of the first and foremost the body parts like your arms, your legs, which we assume are the different departments in the company. And then the different parts of the body are made up of cells, right? So how well a hand does depends on the cells in the body. Yes?
Yeah.
So self-discipline is that one key thing that we absolutely must have as team members working towards building a team, right? So self-discipline, let's explain what that is.
Yep.
You know, I know the title itself, you know, kind of explains itself, but let me get deeper into it and just bring it into how it affects, you know, the things that we do every day, right?
Okay, all right.
So self-discipline is the ability to self-regulate and also to control your mental, your emotional, your physical, you know, tendencies, right? Let me use an example of gym. You know, for people that go to gym, you will know that the thing that gets you off the ground is self-discipline, because without self-discipline, because gym by itself, when you're starting it out, especially when you're starting out, is not a pleasant experience. And unfortunately, we are wired for comfort. We are wired for the easy stuff. We want everything easy if we could have it our way, you know. But because going to the gym and building muscle and building strength, you know, requires consistency. Consistency requires discipline, right? So without discipline, you can't be consistent. You know, you can go and have a great day at the gym today, but if you can't go back tomorrow and do the same thing and the day after and the day after, then your progress is going to be stop, start, stop, start, stop, start. There's no consistency there. So first and foremost, members need to be self-disciplined in their timekeeping, in their time management, in how they execute their daily duties. This is super important because we must all be pulling in the same direction.
Yep, yep.
I've said in the beginning. So without self-discipline, what you will have is a team that is very haphazard, a team that is inconsistent. You know, you have someone delivering today and the other one is not delivering tomorrow.
True.
So it doesn't matter how much progress this one made today. We're going to have to wait for the other one who didn't show up today to catch up, and then we can start moving in the same direction, you know. So without discipline, it would be haphazard progress and also very inconsistent results. But if we have individual team members that are dedicating to showing up on time, but also who have self-discipline in being efficient within the company, then I think, you know, you will move a lot faster towards the goals that you have as a company.
True, true. Now, before I let you go, Tony, what's the word that you'd like to leave with our listeners in this regard?
I think it's important to, as an organization, it's important to be very aware who you hire as an organization. You know, make sure. I gone are the days when people would be hired based on their educational qualifications. You know,
yes.
The progressive companies now, they hire people based on personality, and they have all kinds of tests they do for people now to make sure that they have the right team members on the team. An example is just, why personality is more important than qualifications is because skills can be taught, but you can't teach someone, for example, to be kind.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
Those are the soft skills that really make businesses tick, you know. A lot of our members who didn't have the initial skill, because a skill can be taught to anybody, but you can't teach someone certain soft skills like, you know, emotional intelligence and all of that. Those are things that come, people, you know, it's either you have them or you don't.
True,
you know?
True.
So as a company, if you are hiring someone, you know, you would want to hire people that are teachable, people that are willing to learn, that are open to learning new ways of doing things for the betterment of the company.
Wow. Beautiful
so the
stuff.
The recruitment process, you know, is very, very important when it comes to,
Wow, beautiful stuff there, man. You've actually mentioned quite a number of things that to take note of, especially those who are looking for placement and those who are placing people.
Yeah.
Tony Friday, thank you so much for your time.
All right, man. No problem. Cheers.
Cheers.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.